I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hai, terima kasih ya udah dengerin episode ini. Jangan lupa follow podcast Dengar Sejenak dan aktifin lonceng notifikasi biar kamu gak ketinggalan episode selanjutnya. Selamat mendengarkan. Halo, podcast ini dibuat dengan aplikasi Anchor. Dan dengan Anchor, kita bisa rekam dan publish podcast langsung ke Spotify 100% gratis. Jangan lupa download Anchor ya.
It was nice meeting you and it was hard loving you. My biggest mistake was falling for you and ended up by losing us. Despite all the disappointments I felt because of you, you are still the best story I've ever heard. It's such a relief that you are still surrounded by nice people. In another life, I wish we will be stars in the same constellation instead. Until then, please be happy. You have a place in my heart no one could ever replace. When the first time I saw you, I've never imagined you'd be someone I cared the most. I've never imagined you'd be the reason I cried the most. Sometimes I feel sick every time I remember how I opened up to you and led me to the biggest disappointment. There are still times when I think of you and suddenly it gets harder to breathe. Sometimes I wish we had more time together. But sometimes I also wish we've never met at all. People fall in love in mysterious ways are indeed true. I love you without knowing when, how, why, and where. I love you without even trying. But how could it become this hurtful? The exciting feeling I had when I see you turn to something horrible I couldn't even explain. The feeling I always want to cherish is no longer fun and warm. I wish I could turn it into dust and let it fly farther and higher. Somewhere, I could never find it. I might expect too much from you. And suddenly, those expectations become the biggest disappointment. I love you, but I don't want to be with you. I miss you, but I don't want to see you any longer. I think about you, but I hate hearing your name. I don't want to answer any single question about you. I love you, but I try to love me more. There's millions of questions and things I want to say, but I can't. So I walk away. Believe me, letting go of you is the hardest yet the greatest decision I've ever made. You know what? Waiting for you is like watering a dead flower. It is hard to wait around for something I know might never happen. But it's harder to give up when I know it's everything that I want. Have I said to myself that I'd let you go by the time you found your new love? But deep down, I still genuinely hope that that day won't ever come. I'm sorry for being selfish. My head is currently a horrible place to be. So, I hope you're happy with your decision.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. The future isn't scary, not realizing its potential, however, could be. Just like on the recruiting trail, I've seen potential come in many forms as a coach. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.